All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 21st of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1444, and with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 24 and verse number 60, and remember that is Surah Nur. We thank our technicians and engineers, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, وَالْقَوَائِدُ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ اللَّاتِ لَا يَرْجُونَ نِكَاحًا وَالْقَوَائِدُ, and those old ladies who are sitting basically in their houses, in their homes, they already entered the phase and stage of menopause, they're 60, 70, 80 years old. From those ladies, la yarjuna nikaha, they have no hope, no intention, and they do not relish and cherish to get married, and now they are just in their twilight years. So for them, there is a slight concession when they are so old, 65, 70, 80, 90. فَلَيْسَ عَلَيْهِنَّ جُنَاحٌ, hence there will not be a sin upon them, أَيَّضَعْنَ ثِيَابَهُنَّ, that they remove certain garments of theirs. So which garment is Almighty Allah speaking about? It means the outer garment. Every Muslim lady, above her dress, she has to wear the jilbab, she has to wear a shawl, she has to wear another layer of clothing. So when she emerges from her home, and that is enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 33, verse number 59, Ya ayyuhan Nabi, قُلْ لِأَزْوَاجِكَ وَبَنَاتِكَ وَنِسَاءِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يُدْنِينَ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ جَلَابِيبِهِنَّ. So that outer garment is called the jilbab, and that is compulsory. Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger, peace be upon you, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you inform your honorable wives, your beloved daughters, the believing men, our women, and that is our wives, our daughters, sisters, and so forth and so on, they must draw close to themselves the jilbab, wear that garment which will cover their face, their body, everything properly. So for them, that outer garment, if they don't wear it with the condition, غير متبرجات بزينة, that they are not displaying their beauty. They can't be wearing tight, tight clothes and putting makeup and all those type of things in public. So all that would be absolutely haram. So this is rukhsa. Rukhsa means a concession. But yet Almighty Allah is saying, وَأَيَّسْتَعْفِفْنَا خَيْرٌ لَهُنَّ, and if they cover themselves, then that is better for them. So that is azima. So in Islam, we have rukhsa, that is, you have permission, concession. But azima, what is taqwa, what is precaution, what is better? So even in that age of 65, 70, 75, 80, and so forth, Allah is commanding them and informing them that it's still better for you to cover when you go outside, and so forth. And yet the condition will be, غَيْرَ مُتَبَرِّجَاتٍ بِزِينَا, that they must not be displaying, exposing their beauty. I pose one question to my respected mothers, daughters and sisters, that today there's a wedding, for example, today is a walima, and today there's some function, and how will majority, I don't say all, but definitely we'll say majority, leave non-Muslim women out one side. We're not speaking of them now. Our Muslim mothers, daughters and sisters, how will majority of them dress when there's a function in a hotel, when there's a function in the International Convention Center, when there is a function in the Civic Center? Majority will dress like this, which Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, and this is authentic hadith mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. إِذَا خَرَجَتِ الْمَرْأَةِ, when a woman leaves her home and emerges from her home, وَهِيَ مُتَعَتِّرَةٌ, while she has already applied makeup and your mascara and what and what, you'll know better than me, much better than me. So, and فَمَرَّتْ بِمَجْلِسِ كَذَا وَكَذَا, she passes this group, that group, the men can see her, she wants to be the center of attraction, a big rivalry competition is taking place, whose attire will be the best, and they dress to impress, they dress to impress. So what Mustafa rahmatul lil alamin sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, fi marrat bi majlisi kadha wa kadha fa hiya zaniya. Her parable example is just like that, like of an adulteress. She's just like an adulteress. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. I leave it to you, my sisters. Your iman, your Islam should motivate, inspire you. Dress decently, modestly, everything. Your natural beauty is your quality and your taqwa. وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. The garment and the clothing of taqwa through piety, Allah consciousness, that is the best. And everything today, when you look at the Western culture and white hegemony, you will find is all artificial. They have double standards across the board and across the spectrum. Wallahu sami'un alim, and Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is all hearing and all knowing. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is informing us that even for the lady who is in a menopause and her old age, for her to cover is much much superior and much much better. Let us take you around the world and inform you the news, views and interviews that are going on. Let's start. France, I told you, Macron is a war criminal and a shaitan and a human being in satanic force. So, and satanic form. So, you see France, what they did. So, they removed the statue of Virgin Mary. They'll say that no, they have freedom of expression, freedom of association, freedom of this, freedom of that. All these things they will say. But you must remember this, that what happens to them, that they are the ones. So Virgin Mary, for us, statues are haram as far as Islam goes. But for the Christians, and that they love it, they will place it in their churches, in their chapels and what have you. So it was on private property. And then it was donated, and now it was on municipal property. And then one group, they said, no, this is against the constitution of France, of secularism, and must be removed. And lo and behold, the matter went to court, and now they said it was removed. It. So that is your France. Now look at the Arab countries, Muslim countries, there in North Africa. You know Algeria, Morocco, we've been to all these places with the grace and mercy of Allah. So there's a big conflict going on. Remember, regarding the Polisario Congress, and this is the Western Sahara. Russia, Morocco claims it is theirs, obviously illegally, and they are guilty of what they will call occupation. Trump told them that you recognize Israel, everything is fine. Israel are guilty of occupation. You are guilty of occupation. So you just make a peace treaty with them, you the king and ruler of Morocco, and we will turn a blind eye to everything. So today the Polisario Front is having a big congress in Algeria to see that what can be done and choose new officials and so forth. Obviously, if you are an independent observer like us, then we will have to rule that Morocco is in the wrong and Algeria and them are in the right. But who is there to tell the world today? So remember, in Brazil, still all the shenanigans of Bolsonaro goes on, and he sent a video now after all the things that went on, where his supporters invaded the Congress and the presidential palace. So he's like encouraging them. So he's not prepared to accept the results of the Lula won and so forth. Just like Trump, remember this. So Trump is not accepting what happened in America. So he also is doing that. The Japanese leader is there in America, in the White House. He meets Sleepy Joe. And what is the joint statement they made, the press statement? They said, no, all the problems now in the world, we must blame it on Russia. Russia invaded, remember, Ukraine, and this is what is causing so many problems. Both you shaitans, you Japanese leader and American leader. So I'm asking you the question, the Israeli terrorist Nazi regime, all of them, they invaded, occupied Palestine for more than 70 years, 75 years to be precise now this year. So why don't you blame it on them? They are a cancer to humanity. It's not Russia is encouraging other countries to invade. Russia had the right to invade because Putin warned you, NATO, America, all of you, don't let Ukraine become part of NATO, but you would not listen, and you really, really worked on his nerves, and you really challenged him. So therefore, he gives you a good thrashing. The Western media, the way they will paint the picture, as though as Russia is losing every day, both parties are losing men every day, but the Western media, the prostitutes, like when a woman sells a body, she's a prostitute, so they have to write stories. The anchors on the TV and mass media have to carry the story of their bosses. So therefore, we call them the prostitutes. They are just like the prostitute who sells a body. India, Modi, BJP, remember Allah ki lati be awaze. When the stick of Almighty Allah hits, it doesn't make a noise. So they have a town near the Himalayas, and that town is sinking. Don't be surprised one day you wake up, so many cities and towns of India are sinking. Why? Because of their oppression, transgression, remember, against the Muslims, and treating the Muslims and to a certain extent the Sikhs and so forth as second, third, fourth class citizens. If you know the judiciary there, they packing the all the courts and majority of them by people who are big supporters of the BJP. So whenever a matter is brought to court, then obviously the verdict will go against the Muslims. Then remember that food prices are soaring out of control in Spain, that inflation is taking hold in UK, Sunak cannot do anything, and they set him up for failure. And remember, Europe everywhere is suffering. Israel, see the harami Nazi regime of Israel. I told you they never a chosen people and never were a chosen people. They are a cursed nation and a cursed people. Quran has mentioned it. Israel halts and stops subsidy to Ukrainian immigrants. What they said, any Jutla, any Jew, anybody who's in favor of Israel from any country, you welcome there. But now that you must remember, inflation is taking hold there in Israel. Allah punishes them in different ways. They will never get peace. And for themselves, and see how the Jutlas are fighting among themselves, the Orthodox and the Bibi Netanyahu's coalition. So big problems there. Allah Ta'ala make it such that the civil war, let the Jutlas kill one another, destroy one another. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. So they are halting assistance and subsidy to the Ukrainian immigrants. They say now Russia has captured Solidar. This is a salty city where you get salt and so forth. Ukraine say no, they have not captured it. So all this, you know, the first casualty in war is truth. So that is what you see. The IDF, the children of Hitler, and remember the Israeli Defense Force killing young boys and children, basically the baby killers. So when I pose the question to United Nations, what are you doing about it? When we ask Sleepy Joe, he keeps quiet because he says Israel is not an apartheid state. When you ask Sunak, he says no, they're not apartheid. So the Israeli Defense Force, the Israeli police, the police police are under Itamar Ben-Gvir, one of the world's biggest terrorists and one of the children of Hitler. So you must remember that they can kill, they can murder, and they get away with it. And the Arab regime, tinpot dictators, the murtads and apostates, traitors to Islam and Muslims. So therefore we condemn them, and they are called for so-called, you must remember, tolerance. What tolerance is that when in the Haramain Sharifain, Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, you can't even make dua for Masjid al-Aqsa? Shame on you, man. It's a disgrace, you must remember. Leave the Jutlas. You can't even take the name Yahud and Jews. But they can't even make dua for Aqsa. They can't even make dua for Palestine. That is your Saudi Arabia and their tolerance and so forth. So all their agents, remember, who come with this tolerance message of Saudi Arabia, we reject it, Kain and Mankan, whoever it is. What tolerance is there? If you send a tweet against the Saudi regime, they lock you up for 10, 20, 30 years. Is that tolerance? The Pakistanis and the Indians and the Afghanis and whoever else, Sri Lankans, and who, they are there 40, 50 years and none of them can get a citizenship. They can be just deported anytime they want to on flimsy grounds. That is the truth. We've been there with Allah's help several times, so we know. Nazi symbols are showing their faces in Israel. Imagine Jutlas carrying Nazi symbols. Imagine Jutlas, that is, you don't understand the term Jutlas, the Jews and the Orthodox. And you must remember, then on the other side, you got the Zionists. So the Orthodox Jews are dead against the apartheid regime of Israel. So they carry the flag of Palestine. And you must remember that they carry the flag, they're putting some signs and symbols of the Nazis. So therefore, Israeli journalist Israel Frey is his name. So he made certain comments and so forth and what. Then he states, if I was a Palestinian journalist, I should be in jail and I should have been disappeared. They should make sure I disappear somewhere. Imagine from the horse's mouth, separate law for the Palestinians, separate law for the Jutlas. That is your democratic regime in the Middle East, the Haramis, the biggest terrorists, remember, America and Israel and the Arab tinpot dictators licking their boots and so forth. Elon Musk has lost in 1 year approximately $165 billion. Elon Musk, who was one of the richest men in the world, in 1 year, a few months, he lost $165 billion. He's South African born, he settled there in America, and that is how you find people lose their money. The owner of Twitter and so forth and so on. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is informing us what Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah taught us centuries ago. Al-malu ghaidun ra'ihun. Remember, wealth will come in the morning and disappear in the evening and vice versa. Our programs for today, inshallah, will be between 2 and 3. Brother Uwais will be busy with the youth program, inshallah. 6 to 8, Brother Suleiman Esop, inshallah, will be giving you rendering the Naat Kirat, the light-hearted program. One, two important announcements before we open the lines to Brother Shafaat and so forth. That remember that, number one, next week Monday, when we start, Mauna Arafat will be back, inshallah al-Aziz. So we must thank Brother Shafaat Ahmed Khan for standing in for this past 3 weeks almost. Allah Jalla wa'ala reward you, Brother Shafaat Ahmed Khan. And remember that Azan will be rendered at 4:15 from Monday. And my program, inshallah, will start around 4:20, 4:21, 4:22. So that's from Monday, because now the times are changing and so forth. Then number two is this, tomorrow, inshallah, Sunday, our program will continue as normal between 2 and 4 with Hafiz Hussein Wadi. You know, in the early part of the morning, Sunday, we don't have program. So that will be in the afternoon between 2 and 4. And last one, remember that today we have load shedding. What can we say about load shedding? The whole of South Africa, remember, is impacted negatively. all these big, big conferences and big, big promises, hollow promises, good for nothing if you ask me. And that is, you must remember, we will do this, we will do that. Every hour that passes by with load shedding in South Africa, you're losing billion rand per hour, not per day. Yesterday I spoke to a person, he told me my bill is 50,000 rand per day. Big, big business people, they have so many branches and so forth for the diesel and so forth. Can you imagine per week, per month, per day, if this 50,000 rand? So how are you going to function? What about the small guy, the small Joe? And who is to blame? I mean, let us be honest about all this here. Remember, it's the ANC, who I told you on several occasions, they have destroyed this country, made it a failed state and a banana republic. My only consolation for me personally, I never ever voted ANC and I'll never ever vote for them. If they come, I will make social distancing. I won't even shake their hand. They are a disgrace, you must remember. We, the ordinary citizens in South Africa, are disgusted with you, ANC. That they get in Cape Town, one poor guy, poor meaning not poor in the literal sense, Muhammad Sharif Khan, and whatever he did, he committed crime, tax evasion, does that, fine, imprisonment. But why there's no imprisonment and fine for all the big fish and all of them, the pala palas and the corruption and the millions and billions that were stolen? Who is responsible for all this? Your education is in the doldrums, your medical facilities and the doldrums, your SAA has become history, your PRASA is a hopeless, your Danel is useless, and you are incompetent and good for nothing. ANC, you're a shame. And you go neighboring country, Botswana has got electricity, Mozambique has got electricity, and you want to come impose upon us 6 hours. Go to Lanesia South and they got 10 hours load shedding per day. Is that right, I'm asking you, while you sit on your laurels and think of Hardy and steal the money of South Africans? Shame and disgrace on you, ANC.
Jazakallah for that, Mufti Saab, and amin to your duas. And I will really, really miss you, Mufti A.K. Hussain. Looking at the questions here, this one says, peace to the Mufti there of Marcus Radio. We used to be watching the TV. Now we're listening to this program because the Muslim guys of the Paki take us out and give us this link. Dear Mufti, can you do dawah with King Charles? Because I'm sure you can change his heart and Allah will help you. I'm a fan of the royal family. I hope to accept Islam fully soon. If our King Charles accepts Islam, many in the UK will become Muslims. From Pamela Martin's United Kingdom. Mufti.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Thank you, my brother, sister, Pamela Martin. I don't know, Pamela, I know is female. Martin, I don't know if it is the male there or it's your surname, but be that as it may, thank you very much. Pass on the link to one and all. Our message is to the entire world, whether you're royal family or whether you're a pauper selling pawpaws on the street, remember that our message is for the entire world. And me and you and ordinary people, we cannot give guidance to people that let them embrace Islam. Islam is something that you must gravitate towards it and say that for my own salvation, I want to accept Islam because Islam is the best and we want to share it with the rest. We are not here to defend Muslims. We are here to defend Islam and propagate Islam in its pristine purity. Yes, we will pray for whether it's Charles or his chameleon and Kamala and whoever else. But remember this, my brother, my sister, that Hidayat guidance comes only and solely exclusively from Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. And remember that we can give them da'wat, we can invite them towards Islam. We pray for them that they embrace Islam. But the true guidance that will enter the inner recesses of their heart, that only comes from Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. My brother, my sister, one point I have to take issue with you. In your question, you say you are the supporter of the royal family. Do you know how much tax you are paying for the royal family? Do you know the shenanigans going on there in, you must remember, in their palaces and behind the scenes and so forth? You see what O'Hari is doing. He's proud about murdering and killing 25 Muslims there in Afghanistan. You see all the shenanigans of Andrew and busy with Maxwell and all of them on Lolita. I'm amazed, Anna, with people in Britain or anywhere else who are supporters of the royal family. They are milking you. And what good is it? You must remember this. If Prince Charles or now King Charles makes a statement in favor of Islam, then the Muslims get excited. But this is what politics is all about, expediency. They will go to the Jews and say, you suffered so much in the Holocaust. They will go to the Christians and tell them that your contribution is so great. Then they will say Prophet Muhammad was his greatest leader and so forth. And the people of the various religions get excited. This is expediency. As far as I'm concerned, your royal family, they should be removed from their royalty and pay back all the taxes and everything which the people have paid, because it's a disaster for your Britain. Remember that. Look at the ordinary person in the street. He cannot even enjoy for himself 3 square meals, the ordinary Joe in the street. And they are the people who are running Chor Bazaar. Remember that. The British Empire, which said proudly that the sun does not set on the British Empire. They are, you know what is Chor Bazaar? In the words of Shashi Tharoor, remember, he said that when you were ruling South Africa, when you were ruling the West Indies and the Caribbean, when you were ruling India and other parts of the world, how much you stole from them, you raped those countries and plundered those countries. Go read the real story of Winston Churchill, what he did in India, and millions of people, they starved them to death. So on that I can never agree with any person. So on certain points we must agree to disagree.
Jazakallah for that, Mufti. Assalamu alaikum, Mufti Sahaba. Jazakallah. We never missed a program during December and January. Here in Dubai, many non-Muslim professionals are interested in our deen. Can we take them into the masjid and tell them to follow our postures? They get very much in awe when we make sajda. Wassalam, Shu'aib in Dubai, Mufti.
Very good, my brother Shu'aib. You must become a da'i. Invite people towards Islam. Always make dua and supplicate to Almighty Allah. Ya Allah, make me the ambassador of Islam. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us that what did Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam do? Chapter 12, verse 108. Qul hadihi sabili ad'u ila Allah. Say ya Rasulullah or Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that this is my way and my path. I invite towards Almighty Allah, the majesty, the grandeur of Almighty Allah towards Islam. Ala basiratin, with firm conviction, Islam is the best, and I have to share it with the rest. Ana I, wa manittaba'ani, and those who follow me immaculately. Chapter 12, verse 108. You must tell them, yes, take a nice bath and head to toe, wear decent clothes, modest clothes, and come to the mosque and see how we pray. And they are amazed and astonished with our prostrating and how we surrender and submit ourselves lovingly, willingly, sincerely to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We do not bow down to any king or any prime minister, president or crown prince. We only bow down and prostrate to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Remember, therefore, in our janazah salat, brother Shu'aib, you must explain to them, we have the imam, and behind the imam, the leader, we have the congregation, and in front of the imam, we have the mayyit, the deceased person, and there is no ruku, and no sajda, no bowing down, and no sajda, prostrating. Let me give you one lesson, Shu'aib bhai, and brother Shu'aib, that you must share with the non-Muslims, that Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّي وَوَسَاجِدٌ. The nearest the servant slave comes to the mercy of Allah is whilst he or she is in sajda, complete surrender, submission to Almighty Allah. And then fa'akthiru fihi du'a, supplicate abundantly to Almighty Allah. You are ill, your parents are ill, you are drowning in debts and worries. So speak to Allah in that posture, in any language, out of salat, out of prayer, out of namaz, and see how Almighty Allah will accept your supplication. Allah loves it. Muslim, the one who submits. Islam, the one who submits and surrenders lovingly, willingly, sincerely to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Take everybody who is interested in Islam and show them the beauty and glory. We don't have idols, we don't have images, we worship one Allah, the one and only Khaliq, the one and only Malik, the only one who created the entire universe. And your scientists, professors put together cannot even create one single fly. And he's the sole exclusive owner of the entire universe. Me and you are but temporary users. My car, my property, my farm, after 10, 20, 50 years, you're dead, finish. It goes to the next generation. So only Almighty Allah is the real owner. And remember the only Khaliq and Creator.
Assalamu alaikum, Mufti Saab of South Africa. My father is a very powerful, wealthy priest of a Christian evangelical cult. He told me he thinks Islam is true, but we will lose everything and our wealth and luxury if we admit we want Islam. The members will chase and attack us. Tell me a few points to encourage my father not to fear, Mufti. I myself am a few steps away to accepting Islam fully through Marcus Radio and your knowledge which you share. I'm Brenda from a small town in Australia.
MashaAllah, ma quwwata illa billah, my sister there in Australia. Where are you? Are you there in Brisbane? But that's a big city. In Sydney, Melbourne, are you maybe there in some Solomon Islands? We don't know, my sister. But that's not important. Your message brings such joy and inspiration, motivation to us. Let us look at it, what happened. When the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah, before the revelation came to him, he was the most beloved person to the Arabs in the entire Arab Peninsula and in the world. They would say, As-Sadiqul Amin, you are such a person of honesty, integrity, you speak the truth, and we keep away and trust you, to you, our important and valuables and so forth. When he, the master, peace be upon him, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, received the revelation at the age of 40, chapter number 96 and the first five verses, this revelation led to the greatest revolution. And remember, that is why his own uncle, your sister Brenda, you should be reading it, chapter 111, Abu Lahab, Abu Tabbas Surah Lahab, that he, the paternal uncle, the chacha, the kaka of the Prophet, peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, rejected the message and the messenger. Why did they reject? They said that this is tribal warfare. Abu Jahl, he belonged to the Banu Makhzum tribe, and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam belonged to the Banu Hashim tribe. So all of them colluded and said, we are the trustees, we are multimillionaires, and we have authority and power. So if we embrace Islam, we will lose all these things here. But we say, if you embrace Islam, Allah will give you greater richness and health and everything and wealth and honor. Because if you are sincere and you have the real quest for the truth. But if you don't have that, you have a sinister motive, ulterior motive. Ask your beloved father. Okay, father, you are the priest of the evangelical church there in Australia or in New South Wales or wherever you are. So the point is that your 60, 70 years you're going to live. And then you die. And then is everlasting doom and gloom and punishment. Is that worth it? No person will say yes. Ask any Christian person, priest, pastor, pope, How can you say Jesus is God when you say Jesus was born on 25th December? So who was running the world and everything else? The sunrise, the sun set, and the rain and what have you, the weather, climatic conditions. You had floods last week in Australia. So all this happened. So who was letting all this happen and controlling it before the honorable birth of Jesus? 25th December is another fabrication and propaganda. When Jesus was crucified, according to your belief, Christian belief, how can he be God and Son of God when he's crucified and cannot help himself? How can he be God when he's buried in the tomb and so forth and so on? How can he be God, my sister Brenda, when he himself is telling you the final and last messenger, وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولِيَاتِ مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدْ. You, my sister Brenda, chapter 61 and verse 6. Chapter 61, verse 6. He, Jesus, came, peace be upon him, for a certain time and a certain place. But he's informing people and humanity in chapter 61, verse 6 of the Noble Quran, the final messenger, his name will be Ahmad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ahmad, I praise Allah the most in the entire universe. Allah says, your name is Muhammad. I praise you, ya Rasulullah, O Messenger, peace be upon you, the most in the entire universe. So share all this, cry to Allah, ya Allah, guide me, Brenda, to the truth. Let me embrace Islam immediately. Let me become an ambassador. You know, there were a doctor and a couple here who came, a judge came to South Africa for holiday. Somebody told them they'd listen to this program, and it was their day of departure, or one day. And then here in South Africa, they embrace Islam. They are somewhere in Melbourne, but comes long time now, there's no contact. I hope they're listening. And Abdullah and his family, many members embrace Islam. So may Almighty Allah keep everyone steadfast, and we must never suffer from the inferiority complex and the truth. Always go for the truth. Therefore, remember, to you, honorable priest, you have to make the decision. And don't say, I will lose my wealth. Say, no, I will embrace Islam, and I will become the ambassador of Islam, and the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Mustafa, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, it was the month of Muharram. It's the seventh year after the migration. The place is Khaybar, 150 kilometers away from Medina Munawwara, and the battle is about to ensue between Muslims and the Jews. Prior to the battle, he, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, informs Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, his beloved son-in-law, ya Ali, la ayyahdi Allahu bika rajulan wahida khairul laka min humrin na'am, hadith mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Through your efforts, if one person embraces Islam, is better for you than all the red camels, is better for you than all the red Ferraris and Lamborghinis and whatever else podcast they might be in this day and this age. So that is our message to you, Brenda, and the father of Brenda. Allah make easy. We pray for you. Allah enlighten you word and make that Islam a true Islam in the inner recesses of your heart.
Jazakallah khair, Mufti Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mufti AK. Allah keep you. The international ummah needs you for the knowledge you share. Alhamdulillah, daily people are getting interested in Islam through your information. My non-Muslim lecturer at campus says he can go to heaven by believing in God alone and doing good deeds. What is your views, Mufti Saab?
Remember, that is nothing to do with myself, AK, Abdul Qadir, and so forth. We are non-entities. We are sinners. We are simple Simons. But we cry, we beg, we petition Allah, Allahumma istakhdimna li khidmati dinik fi shu'uni kulliha fil alami kullihi ya rabbal alameen. Ya Allah, accept us for your deen and for Islam throughout the whole world, ya Allah. We are here for a short period. Let us take the best which we have, Islam, and we share it with the rest. And that is our message, to become the true ambassador of Islam. And we don't take a credit for anything. We say, Hada min fadli Rabbi. This is the grace of my Almighty Allah. Hada rahmatu min Rabbi. The mercy of Almighty Allah which envelopes us and encompasses us. If a person says he believes in God only and he does good deeds and so forth and he'll go to heaven, then we reject that completely. In Islam, we have certain articles of faith, and look at the beauty of Islam. You study Judaism, Christianity, Buddhism, Hinduism, any ism, you will find they are selective. They will accept some prophets and messengers and reject others. You see the Jutlas, the Jews, they reject Jesus. They say, son of a harlot, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. They reject Prophet Muhammad, Allah forbid. You study Christianity, they reject Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Islam says, you must believe in all the prophets and messengers from Adam, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, to the last and final messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, who was, who is, who will always be the greatest and the most beloved, and the Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, the leader of all the prophets and messengers. So that is an article of faith, that we don't pick and choose. We believe in every messenger of Almighty Allah and every prophet of Almighty Allah, selected by Allah and not elected by people. We believe in all the divine scriptures. We believe in the gospel. We believe in the Torah. We believe in the Psalms, the Zabur. But we say all these books have been corrupted, interpolated by their clergy, by their rabbis, by their priests and so forth, for sinister motives and their hidden agenda. Islam has the Quran Sharif in its pristine purity. Our challenge is to the Pope, even now, Pope Francis, you listening, your chamchas and spies are listening. We challenge you, read the entire Gospel Injil in the original language that was revealed to Jesus, peace be upon him, by memory, and you cannot do so. The answer came, there's no hope for the Pope. So what do we say? We will present to you millions of people, male, female, adult and children, Arabs and majority non-Arabs, who will read the entire Quran Sharif in one sitting. Remember that we can produce to you thousands and millions of people, children 7, 8, 9 years old, and old people like me, well in their 60s and then 70s. So imagine, that is how Almighty Allah has preserved the noble Quran. No addition, no omission, no interpolation. Chapter 15 and verse number 9. So therefore, brother, with due respect, if you say you believe in God Almighty, but you're rejecting the prophets and the messengers, you're rejecting all the divine scriptures, then that person can never go to heaven, remember, because you are rejecting God's message himself, and God's direct speech is in the noble Quran. 6,236 verses, 114 chapters. So that is the message from Almighty Allah, the one and only Supreme Being himself. Last question, Brother Shafat.
Assalamu alaikum, Mufti AK. You are our spiritual head and leader. We learn so much daily from you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made you charismatic. A Jewish business colleague said to me, I must say shalom, not salam, because shalom is more ancient greeting and closer to Allah. How can I reply him? Muhammad Aswat in Gauteng, Mufti.
My brother Muhammad Aswat, you must tell the Jutla, see Jutla, you know you guys, always you'll catch the wrong side of the miswak. You got the wrong end of the stick. So you say shalom, shalom. There was one character here, shalom, shalom. I just questioned him a few things, and he admitted, he said, I was sent by the Israeli authorities here to record your program and report to them. Where is shalom? You listening to me, shalom? Or you ran away to Israel, to the children of Hitler and so forth? So let me give you 2-3 lessons, okay? Number one, there is no other religion then Islam from time immemorial. Who was Adam, peace be upon him? He is a Muslim and was a Muslim. Who is Noah? Always a Muslim. Who is Abraham? Always a Muslim. Chapter 3, verse 67. Ma kana Ibrahimu Yahudiyan wala Nasraniyan walakin kana Hanifan Musliman wa ma kana min al-mushrikeen. Ibrahim, call whatever you want to. Nor was he a Jew, nor was he a Christian, nor was he an idol worshipper and a polytheist. Chapter 3, verse 67. Every messenger that came and prophet that came to this planet and earth was, is, will always be a Muslim, whether it's Jesus, whether it's Moses, whether it's Noah, whether it's Abraham. And obviously, the global messenger, international messenger, is Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. See, I give you two verses because of time constraint. Some guests came to him, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, and then he thought that, you know, that they are ordinary people, but they were the angels in human form. And then qalu salama, and they greeted salam. And then Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam greeted them also with salam. And if you want, remember, open chapter 11, my brother Aswad, chapter 11, Surah Hud, and verse 69. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَتْ رُسُلُنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ بِالْبُشْرَى. And our messengers, the angels came in human form to Abraham. Abraham's name, Nami Nami, is mentioned 69 times in the Noble Quran. Chapter 14 is dedicated to him. Ibrahim means Abun Rahim, the compassionate father, to tell him that now your wife is going to give birth, Sarah, to Ishaq and so forth. Qalu salama, they made salam. And qala salamun, he replied salam. Do you see? Where you jutlas come in and say that yours is most ancient? You jutlas speak with a forked tongue, and therefore Almighty Allah has cursed you forever. How do you speak with a forked tongue? You say peace, P-E-A-C-E, but you keep on stealing the pieces of the land of the Palestinians, and you are a cancer to humanity and the biggest terrorist on this earth. When they would come to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then I give you two incidents, one from Quran and one from Sunnah. The Jutla would come, right? What his name? Shalom, shalom. What his name? Jonathan. What his name? Isaac. So they came to Prophet Muhammad. And then they in Medina Munawwara, and they would not say Assalamu alaikum. When a Jutla speaks, Layyam bi al-sinatihim, they speak with a forked tongue, crooked tongue. Wa idha ja'u, Quran. وَإِذَا جَاءُوكَ حَيَّوكَ بِمَا لَمْ يُحَيِّكَ بِهِ اللَّهُ وَيَقُولُونَ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ لَوْ لَا يُعَذِّبُنَ اللَّهُ بِمَا نَقُولُ. When the Jutla came to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he would say, Assalamu alaikum, just quickly, fast. Assalamu alaikum, the Umad Dalam. Assalamu alaikum, death upon you. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. That is how they used to greet the Prophet. Quran says, Bima lam yuhayyi kabila. This is not how Allah greets. Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabi. Then the Jutla, the Jew, would say in his heart, in his mind, Fi anfusihim law la yu'adhibun Allah bima naqul. Why is Allah not punishing us? The Jutla there in Medina would see the Jew. When the Muslim sneezed, they said, Alhamdulillah, all praises to Allah. So what would they do? They would deliberately, intentionally come and sneeze there in the, by the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And they say, Alhamdulillah, thinking that the Prophet would say, Yarhamuk Allah, Allah have mercy on you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say to the Jutla, Yahdikumullah, Allah guide you to the truth. So don't come tell me your shalom shalom is oldest. Please remember that everything of Islam Islam started from time immemorial, and therefore you Jutlas got nothing to do with peace. You are a bunch of terrorists, you are the bunch of people who murder baby killers, and you are the thugs of the world. Remember, just look at your Israel and Bibi Netanyahu, everyone a war criminal, and Ben Gvir shoot to kill and so forth. Is this the peace? Remember, you're going to lose everything. We told the white man in South Africa, you will lose everything. They told us coolie. That was the derogatory term they used for us. And they told you talking nonsense. Today, where is the white man? So remember this, that's a different thing. ANC has messed up this whole country. But remember, I'm telling you, Jutlas, to me, listen carefully. You're going to lose the whole of Israel. Insha'Allah, in my lifetime and your lifetime, Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kalabik. Ya Allah, you decimate and dismantle the Israeli Zionist regime. Ameen. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.